So let's read together 1 Kings 18, verses 1 through 6. In this first section of 1 Kings 18, we have the return of Elijah after more than 3 years of no rain. He returns to confront King Ahab once again. We also read here of this man, Obadiah, a servant of Ahab. He was a secret believer. 1 Kings 18, verse 1. Now it came to pass, after many days, that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab, and there was a severe famine in Samaria. And Ahab had called Obadiah, who was in charge of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For so it was, while Jezebel massacred the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them, 50 to a cave, and had fed them with bread and water. And Ahab had said to Obadiah, Go into the land to all the springs of water and to all the brooks. Perhaps we may find grass to keep the horses and mules alive, so that we will not have to kill any livestock. So they divided the land between them to explore it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. Well, let's consider some background notes, first of all. From verse 1, we see that it hadn't rained in Israel for a long time. You will remember that Elijah had confronted wicked King Ahab at the beginning of chapter 17 and said, I'm reading from 1 Kings 17, verse 1, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, except at my word. And then Elijah disappears. So in the meantime, Elijah had been kept away from the capital city of Samaria, where King Ahab lived. He spent some time by the brook Cherith, where God miraculously fed him by the means of ravens. And then the Lord had Elijah move to the town of Zarephath in Phoenicia. And here Elijah lived with a poor widow and her son. But now it was time to return to Samaria and confront King Ahab once again. And we read in verse 2 that because of the drought, that there was a severe famine in Samaria. God had withheld the rains from Israel because of their sin. In the Mosaic Law, God had said that one of the results of not following the Lord would be that there would be no rain. He would not send rain on the land. You can read about that in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now God in His grace is going to send the rains back again. But it was not because Ahab and the northern kingdom of Israel had repented. Strictly God's grace. In these verses, we see no sign of repentance on the part of King Ahab. In fact, we see that he's more concerned about his horses and mules than about his starving people. By the way, we do know from archaeology that Ahab had many military horses. Large horse stables have been excavated at Megiddo that date to Ahab's time. They used to be called Solomon's stables, but now it's definitely pinpointed to a time later than Solomon, more like Ahab's time. We read here that Ahab's chief servant, Obadiah, was helping Ahab look for grass for the horses. Now, this Obadiah is not the minor prophet, Obadiah. However, we do see that this Obadiah was a believer. It says there in verse 3 that he feared the Lord greatly. He's a secret believer. Now, the fact that Obadiah is a believer raises a question. What is Obadiah? A man who greatly fears the Lord, doing, working for Ahab. Ahab, a wicked king. Well, that really brings us to our doctrinal point or teaching point from these first 6 verses of 1 Kings 18, and it's this. God is looking for fully committed believers. God is looking for fully committed believers. 3 characters emerge from these verses before us. Ahab, Elijah, and Obadiah. And I think in these 3 characters, the Holy Spirit has given us a picture of 3 levels of commitment. In Ahab, we see no commitment. In Elijah, we see full commitment. In Obadiah, we see partial commitment. God is looking for fully committed believers. Ahab is a nominal believer. Ahab knew about the Lord and could even mouth the name of the Lord on occasion when it suited him. But Ahab was like a nominal Christian today, absolutely no commitment. Ahab was a weak-willed, self-centered, self-indulgent man. He permitted and even promoted idolatry in the land. And we see there in verse 4 that he allowed Jezebel to massacre a number of the prophets of the Lord. In verse 5, we see that he cared more for his animals than for his own subjects who were suffering during this drought. Grass before God was Ahab's standard operating procedure. And Ahab showed no repentance throughout this ordeal. In Ahab, we see no commitment. We trust that there are no Ahabs here this morning. Unwilling to repent of your sin. No commitment to the Lord Jesus as Savior. We trust there are no Ahabs here this morning. In Elijah, at this point in his life, we see full commitment. We see here in verses 1 and 2 that he obeys the Lord completely. The word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year saying, "Go present yourself to Ahab and I will send rain on the earth." So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. He obeys the Lord completely. He courageously obeyed the Lord, even though it could have cost him his life. Elijah was willing to boldly confront Ahab about his sin. Elijah was fully committed. Well, what about us? Are we fully committed? Do we obey the Lord completely? Do we boldly speak up for the Lord? Or are we like Obadiah? In Obadiah, we see partial commitment. Why didn't Obadiah confront Ahab? How could a godly man like Obadiah stay involved in Ahab's service? Ahab had no respect for God. Ahab was allowing idolatry to increase in the land. And this idolatry included pagan fertility practices, ritual prostitution, and ritual homosexuality. How could Obadiah, a man who feared the Lord greatly, stay in the employment of wicked King Ahab? Well, now, when you read the commentaries concerning this man, Obadiah, you get mixed reviews. Some see him as a believer who was doing the best he could in the situation. After all, look at verses 3 and 4. He feared the Lord greatly, and it was while Jezebel massacred the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them, 50 to a cave, and had fed them with bread and water. So some see Obadiah as a man who, his hands were tied. He was doing the best he could in the situation. Others, however, see him as a believer who should have done more. I see Obadiah as an example of a believer who is only partially committed. Yes, he did fear the Lord greatly. And yes, he did hide 100 prophets at some risk to his own life. And yes, he was one of the 7,000 that we read about in chapter 19 that had not bowed the knee to Baal. But he was not like a Moses. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, that great chapter of faith, verse 24, in reference to Moses. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. You know, Moses could have reasoned, well, I can do more for the children of Israel here if I stay in Egypt and I relate to Pharaoh. I can do much more. But no, he forsook Egypt. We don't read in Hebrews 11 that by faith Obadiah worked for wicked King Ahab as a secret believer. You don't read that in Hebrews 11. Obadiah, you see, is not like a Joseph or a Daniel. Now, yes, they served Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar respectively. But they were captives. Obadiah was not a captive. He could have left the employment under wicked King Ahab. And remember, Joseph and Daniel were not secret believers. They let their faith be known. I see Obadiah more like Jonathan at the time of David. You remember Jonathan, he's definitely to be commended for siding with David. And he did what he could for David. But he never joined David outside the camp. Jonathan stayed in the palace of King Saul. So I believe in Obadiah we see partial commitment. What about us? Are we only partially committed believers? Well, that brings us to the practical application then for these first six verses of 1 Kings 18. Am I a partially committed believer like Obadiah? Am I a partially committed believer like Obadiah? Are we secret believers, or are we willing to let it be known that we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior? Are we willing to confess publicly that Jesus is Lord? Where we work, where we live, are we willing to separate from the entanglements of this world that are not honoring to Christ? Now, I'm not saying that full commitment means leaving your secular job, but full commitment definitely means letting it be known that you are a Christian. On your job and in your career. Yes, it may involve leaving a particular secular job. Let's just say, for example, you had a secular job where you're an executive in a company that begins to produce pornographic art or literature that denies God or music that teaches pagan values. Well, yeah, there's a situation where you should leave that secular job, even though it's high paying. And even though you don't have another job, you have to trust the Lord there. Yes, full commitment does involve leaving a secular job at times. Am I a partially committed believer like Obadiah? That's the question. Are we willing to speak out against sin in our society and even confront leaders who are taking the nation away from God? You know, I remember some months ago writing to Time magazine about a feature article that they had concerning the origin of the universe. God was not even mentioned as an option in the article. Some of you probably remember it. Well, Time magazine did not publish my letter, but that's all right. They were confronted. And that's what we need to do. I remember thinking about this, and I was thinking, you know, if this was Elijah, Elijah would not just read the article and write a letter. Elijah probably would have gone to New York and burst in the office of the editor and really confronted him. Elijah, we read in James 5:17, was a man with a nature like ours, but he was fully committed, as we see him here in 1 Kings chapter 18. Am I fully committed, or am I a partially committed believer like Obadiah?